You're listening to SBS News.
8 young climate activists, supported by litigation guardian Sister Bridget Arthur, last year successfully argued Environment Minister Susan Lee would be violating her duty of care if she approved the expansion of a New South Wales coal mine. But the minister's appeal to overturn the landmark ruling has now been upheld by 3 federal court judges. Chief Justice James Alsop handed down the judgment.
The full court is unanimous in the view that the duty should not be imposed on the minister. The 3 judgments of the court have different emphases as to why this conclusion should be reached.
Melbourne teenager Anjali Sharma spoke outside court after the decision.
I'm devastated by today's judgment and so angry. But it will not deter us in our fight for a safe future. Climate inaction has devastating consequences for young people, and we will continue to demand that those in power fight for those who are most vulnerable.
The world-first case made headlines around the world and paved the way for future legal challenges to the government's decisions on fossil fuel projects. Despite the decision, the group of high school students says the evidence of climate change remains. Ava Princi says recent events show climate change is already wreaking havoc on the lives of Australians.
This does not change the science. When we filed this case, Australia was reckoning with the worst bushfires in memory. Today, millions are impacted by horrendous floods. This is climate change, and it will only get worse until adults start to act.
In a statement, Minister Lee said she welcomes the federal court's decision and that the Morrison government remains committed to protecting our environment for current and future generations. But this case is just one of several climate-related lawsuits expected before Australian courts in the coming months, as activists try to force governments and companies to take greater action on climate change. 2 Torres Strait Islanders are suing the government over claims it has a legal obligation to take steps to prevent the loss of their communities to climate change. And a group of young Queenslanders has launched a case against Clive Palmer's company, Waratah Coal. Ms Sharma says she fully supports those cases.
We're all really inspired by all the other climate-related lawsuits that have come out, and we know that a lot of them are building on the initial duty of care argument that we brought. And I think that this is what we mean when we say that the tide is turning. People are using the court as an avenue for change. They're not just using the streets, they're not just mobilising. There's so many ways that people are now showing the Australian government that we need stronger action in the fight for climate justice, and that they're really the only ones now dragging their feet.
Lawyers acting on behalf of the students say they will consider appealing the court's decision. They would need special leave to appeal to the High Court. Cassandra Bain, SBS News.